J.D. Vance's task force suspends over 400 California hospice businesses for alleged fraud. By Olivia Rondo on April 15, 2026. The new anti-fraud task force led by Vice President J.D. Vance has resulted in over 400 hospices and nearly two dozen home health agencies in California having their payments suspended due to troubling findings, with the White House issuing a grave warning to suspected fraudsters. Since the task force to eliminate fraud was launched on March 16, Vance and his team have hit the ground running to root out where the American taxpayers are being ripped off by bad actors. On March 25, a source familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that the task force and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, had identified and suspended 70 Los Angeles-based hospice and home health businesses that showed red flags of being fraudulent. Watch, hearing to examine fraud in federally funded programs. As of Wednesday, 447 hospice businesses and 23 home health agencies around the state have been cut off because of alleged fraud, with the total of those suspensions being valued at more than $600 million. The numbers, obtained by Fox News, illustrate just how deep the corruption runs in California and other Democrat-run states where healthcare services have taken taxpayer money with little to no oversight. And this is likely just the tip of the iceberg. Where there is fraud, the task force will find it, a Vance spokesperson told Breitbart News. We will not stop until every hard-earned taxpayer dollar goes toward the honest Americans who deserve them. Watch, they're complicit, Trump targets Waltz, Omar, Ellison in Minnesota fraud crackdown. The shocking discoveries in California come after Vance's and CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz's February announcement of plans to block $259.5 million in Medicaid funds from heading to Minnesota, the site of the highly publicized fraud schemes that Governor Tim Walz, D., and Attorney General Keith Ellison, D., allowed to wreak havoc. A White House official echoed the statement from Vance's office and indicated that the task force will continue to track down alleged perpetrators of such scams. To all fraudsters, good luck trying to hide from the vice president's task force. They are reviewing and pursuing every possible lead, the official told Breitbart News. These suspension numbers, and the dollar values saved, are only going to increase. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.